This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another week of the American Family Farmer, where we discuss farms, the food grown on farms, and your family's connection to fresh food and what goes on at the farm. The American Family Farmer, production of Stephan Multimedia. I'm Doug Stephan, American Family Farmer. In fact, that's kind of where the name came from. I'm an American Family Farmer. I want to help those of you who are American Family Farmers. This is sort of like some people say, a narrow interest podcast. It does have, as you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can find a podcast every week of some of the nitty-gritty, the discussions that we have, the main points that we're trying to make in helping you make your farm better and survivability rate among small family farms has improved, actually, since COVID. COVID may not have done you any favors. It didn't do most of us any favors, but it was good for the American family farm. And so as a result of that, looking at some of the news this week, there is a big need for workers on the farm. The farming industry, if we call it that, facing a major challenge. Farmers getting older, having a hard time getting new, younger folks to come in and take over. And I think that's, as I look at my legacy, and perhaps you look at your legacy, isn't that what you want? You want to have care and feeding for your animals. You want the things that have been grown on your farm that it's known for to continue. So I'm looking at the story of one kind of, I'm thinking about this because of the family that we've had on over the past month. The fifth generation, we had a young 21-year-old on with us last week. Well, here's the story of Dwayne Hinchley, who is a fifth-generation farmer. He's got a lot of hopes, a lot of dreams for his family. He wants to carry on what his father did, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. And there are a lot of farmers across the country that are wanting to do this. One of the things that's in the way of it is the federal government and the proposed, here we go again, with Joe Biden and the Democrats taxing everybody, the death tax, which ruins. Why don't these people see this? I'm kind of getting off on a toot away from the facts, but it does. It so bothers me. It is for people like this guy I'm talking about, Dwayne Hinchley, and his family, his wife. The fathers dedicated 60 years to dairy farming at their farm in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Retirement is looming. He'd like to have take a few years and have it to himself. Most farmers I know work until they can't work anymore. They just, you know, they keep at it because they love it, and sometimes they need to. And the family, if you want to keep the family on the farm, then sometimes you got to work as long as you can. In this case, where the Hinchleys are concerned, the farm is the foundation of everything for them. Dwayne's daughter, who's 24 years old, named Anna, graduate of University of Wisconsin in Madison, degree in dairy science. She wants to keep the farm going. She's focused on the new trends in dairying. She says, I have followed my dad on the farm since I was a little girl, a tag-along. I get that. I was like that myself when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, learning about cows and that sort of thing. I look at that and think about the younger generation and what we need. A lot of folks in rural America and some suburban farms as well are hiring. I remember my first paid job, and my son's, was as a farm worker. First paid employment was on the farm. And so they hiring factors have changed a lot since then. You don't have to worry about much of anything. You get paid in cash. You worked for a couple of bucks an hour. I didn't even get, I think I got 50 cents an hour when I first started. I think my son got $2 an hour. That was progress in the next generation. But then there are those who all, they talk about the federal government and the laws. There's a whole thing in New York State, which I think I mentioned in the news last week, about the governor there trying to create a scenario in which farm workers only had to work 40 hours a week, and that was it. So if you got 80 hours a week of work, then you need to hire two people to do it. And good luck on that, finding workers at all. And most of the people that come here who are immigrant or seasonal workers want to work as much as they can to make as much as they can. So again, another example of the government being completely out of touch. Here's a story from Frost, Minnesota. Scott LeGreed, driving to pick up some gravel. A German Shepherd puppy ran into the middle of the road. So Farmer LeGreed swerved to miss the dog, sent his vehicle off the road and into a cornfield, and he got knocked out. When he came to, he couldn't move. He couldn't even reach up to get his cell phone from the dash. He said to himself, "Lord, I'm going to need some help." Right after he said that, a woman who was driving through the area came upon the scene. She called 911. Farmer LeGreed went to the hospital with a broken shoulder blade, broken collarbone, broken ribs, cracked vertebrae, collapsed lung, and a concussion. And so he's been in the hospital for a couple of months now, and he didn't have anybody working on the farm with him. He lives alone, maintains his farm on his own. So for 2 months he was tied up. And he's at first knowing that he's going to be tied up for 6 weeks or 2 months, how in the world is he going to help? How is his 600 acres of beans and corn his only source of income? How is that going to be taken care of? Well, last week, a dozen farmers from the surrounding area showed up at his farm with their combines, their trucks, their grain wagons, and made short work of harvesting his bean crop. They told him that they would return later this month to bring in his corn. I would think that that's probably, let's see, where is this, Minnesota? Probably got the corn in by now. Although there are some places around the country where it is, you know, some people wait till after the frost, depending on what you're going to do with the corn. I use corn on the farm as silage to feed the cows. I don't get into the grain business, but I think you can, from what I know of the grain business, it can be done at any time. So it's probably okay now to do it. But the point is, isn't that great that these people, and that's the way the farm family community operates in my neck of the woods and most other. There's something very special, very unique about farm families and how they work and help and support one another. And there's the latest example of it. I thought you'd like to hear that story in the context of the news itself. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. It's healthy, safe. That's what you want, right? You want to lose the weight because that's healthy and better for you, and then you need to keep it off so that you don't get back into the same pattern. You don't get back in the same problem. Check out the ingredients at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. You can get instructions on how to use it. You can connect and have either a chat or a conversation on the phone with one of their counselors. So you get your own sort of personalized way of losing weight. When you tell the story to the counselor, they'll tell you how to use Calitrin to get the most effective results. And that's what you want. That's why you choose Calitrin. Because it's healthy, there's support. You don't have to, you order and you get what you want. You don't have to, you're not going to go back and say, well, it's the end of the month, so you need, no. You only get what you order, that's it. Toploss.com, use the discount code Doug for the fall special. You get 90 days free at least with every purchase. Check that out. And you get free shipping using the Doug code as well. D-O-U-G, Doug, at Toploss.com for Calitrin, the safe way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. Coming up next on the American Family Farmer, Jim Roberts joins us. He's the chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. Mr. Roberts is here to talk about how they bring, his organization brings farmers and consumers together, and that's our mission here on the American Family Farmer as well. There is a very interesting coexistent relationship with the Department of Ag and with these farmers, so fresh milk can be produced and distributed as it needs to be. One of the things that we need to stay close to is the source of our milk. So that conversation coming right up here on the American Family Farmer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Time's my baby, someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Jim Roberts is here. He's the chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer. It's a foundation whose mission is what? Jim, let's start with that. What's your mission?
Our mission is to educate and bring the local farmers and consumers together. We've got books and available for the best ways to prepare raw milk. They were developed with local experts. We also have interviews where we've interviewed successful farmers that give additional insights on how to be successful in dairy farming with raw milk.
So mostly this is for dairy people, is that right?
It's primarily raw milk is a gateway product, and so we aim at that in general, but it is on the side. Some of our interviews will talk about other products that people make either as subproducts to raw milk or with chickens or goats or pork that they also sell along the way.
The Price Foundation has been very vocal. Are you connected to them?
Not directly. Indirectly, I'm the chairman of a local chapter here in Dayton, Ohio for Weston A. Price. But as far as the foundation is concerned, no.
Well, the reason I asked that question, I am a dairy guy, grew up around cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, about 50 a year now on my farm. But I was big into the raw milk, and as a matter of fact, I had a lot of help from the Weston Price Foundation, other people who were supportive of the, and this is still controversial, I don't know why it is, the raw milk thing, but I want to get into that and how maybe what you have done might apply to other things that are being produced on the farm. But mostly understanding, I was milking 130 cows. We were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day at $12 a gallon. I could have sold 1,000 if I could have produced it. And I think it was public demand more built on understanding, which I want to talk about with you as we continue here. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Discussion. Jim Roberts is here, chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer Foundation. This is a website that you all ought to look at, f2cfnd.org, Farm to Consumer Fund. I think that's really the foundation, rather, is what that abbreviation is all about. So how did you come to be associated? Are you a farm guy, Jim? Did you grow up on raw milk?
Around 2005, my wife and I were introduced to raw milk. And the more we, and the raw milk farmer was like an hour away from Dayton, Ohio. And the more we talked, he encouraged me to take over a chapter he was running remotely of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, the Weston A. Price Foundation. And so my wife and I did that for 4 years. But we've been raw milk farmers ever since 2005. We also had an episode here in Ohio where a raw milk farmer was brought up on charges of having problems with his raw milk, and they turned out to be bogus, and the judge was so upset with the case, he threw the case out of court. And so they were a Class A dairy, and they lost their Class A dairy ship there for a while until the case was settled. And that really, my wife and I were very instrumental in that litigation to help that raw farmer in Versailles, Ohio. And so that really pulled me into that and got me involved in a lot of the community. And then I was asked to join the Farm to Consumer Foundation and became the treasurer and then the secretary. And right now I'm chairman of the board.
Well, the things that are done in all these, I think 26 states, if I'm not mistaken, or 28, allow, and I put that in quotation marks, the sale of raw milk. Don't you find that outrageous in and of itself, that people can't make, what I ran into in Massachusetts, there were, I don't know, about 30 farmers that were licensed to sell raw milk. And it was very controversial because all these graduates of the public health universities are taught that raw milk is bad for you. You got to have have to have it all processed. And what I found out in my research and what I made a big I made a lot of noise about it here, was when you hold up the nutritional, you have your milk evaluated for nutritional content. You have processors, whether it's most of the milk is produced or, is handled by the Suiza family, Dean Foods, and now the derivative of that, a couple of different ag groups. But anyway, the point is that if you hold up the nutritional label, and I posted it in my store next to the raw milk nutritional label, there's not even a comparison. You're getting nothing out of drinking processed milk. Do you make that point? Can you get that point across to the people not only in Ohio but other states where this is still an issue?
We're getting ready to run out of time. One, in this environment with your forcing jabs, and you have to take it, and yet you're denied the ability to choose raw milk for your body, to me, is totally disjointed. I mean, where are we? If you compare raw milk with mother's milk, you find that they're exactly identical in their composition. Pasteurized milk has been so denuded, it is very watered down, and you're really not a benefit to your health as much as raw milk is.
No, it's not. There's no nutritional value to it at all. We'll pause for a moment and continue another half hour of the American Family Farmer. This is this week's focus, raw milk and raw foods in general, but mostly raw milk, goat milk and dairy milk. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board, Farm to Consumer Foundation, is here with us. We'll talk a little bit more about goats, but I want to stick with the understanding of what it means to be unpasteurized and how that all came to be as we continue here on the American Family Farmer Program.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is under federal criminal investigation. The probe alleges he offered public favors in exchange for lavish gifts. Philadelphia House Republicans filed 2 articles of impeachment Wednesday against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, charging him with not adequately enforcing state laws and implementing policies that they say have contributed to a spike in gun violence. As the nation has seen Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's mental health on Tuesday's debate stage with Dr. Oz, many now understand why Mr. Fetterman only agreed to the debate after mail-in balloting was started. GOP Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
But it doesn't make you a bad person if you don't want a stroke victim to be your neurosurgeon or your airline pilot or your Uber driver or your lawyer or your senator.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, they got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
All right, back we are. Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. You can find us every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast, because we have a different podcast every week that's built around the long conversations that we have on the radio program that airs on a couple of hundred stations around the country each week as well. So raw milk, unpasteurized milk, in my mind, it's the same thing. Is it really, Jim, raw milk equals unpasteurized milk?
We try to be careful with using raw and usually like to call it fresh milk. And that yes. way you don't have that negative connotation with a lot of people you're talking to. That's part of selling fresh milk to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. How big is your farm and how many cows are you milking? What breed are you milking?
I'm a consumer, and so I'm very familiar with my farmer that I get my milk from. I'm visiting him every weekend to pick up my milk. I've been to his farm multiple times. He has Jerseys. Most of his cows are A2. There are a few they're not sure of, but they claim like they're 98% A2, and depending upon customers you're talking to, that can or cannot have an impact.
I'm mistaken. I thought you were on the farm and that you started this with your own cows, so I mistook that at the beginning. So you're running an organization that's supportive of farmers who are doing this, and yeah, it's always interesting to get people to understand the difference between A2 cows and A1 cows. A1 cows are basically cows that produce a lot of milk, and the quality is not that good. It's not bad, but it just isn't that good, that rich in proteins and butterfat and that sort of thing. A2 cows are brown cows, usually not as heavy milkers in terms of volume, but the quality is better. Usually what I found with my Jerseys, I had Jerseys and Guernseys, a few brown Swiss here and there, but my the butterfat was around 4%, and the average butterfat with a Holstein is around 3.1, 3.2. So there's a little difference there, but it's still, we're talking about quality. And I love the term fresh milk. I don't know why I didn't think about that myself, because that certainly it covers so many different things. And in terms of where people are having a problem with this still, I call your attention to what they've done in Maine. During the election, they've enacted the first food sovereignty law, and they voted to make it constitutional. Basically, people have the right to choose whatever they want to eat and whatever they want to grow, without interference from the government, without interference from big ag, which is where the whole country should be as far as I'm concerned. Why is it anybody's business what you decide to eat? I mean, I understand the whole business about, we go back to the turn of the century, last century, when everybody had a cow, everybody had a garden, and the cows were not kept clean, so people got sick by drinking unpasteurized milk, because there were a lot of things that were, you know, they didn't clean the stalls, the cows didn't have free range, etc. But, you know, that was then, and this is now, right? We have, what I did raw milk, it made me a much better farmer. The cows were much healthier, not that they weren't healthy before, but I made sure, because I never used any vaccines and things that were not good for them, the whole idea of us not being smart enough to be able to sell a product, produce a product that's good for everybody, is anathema to me. And I guess that's what you're supporting farmers who want to do this, right?
Yes, probably the biggest threat to fresh milk is somebody who gets into producing fresh milk and they don't have the experience, or they haven't invested the knowledge, or not being careful.
Yeah.
Just like the broccoli issues that have hit and the lettuce issues that hit from California, one farmer who puts out bad milk, that will be broadcast all over the nation.
Oh, sure.
Black eye for everybody. So as a result, we put together a committee bringing people in from Germany and other places to find the best practices to produce fresh milk. And we've created a book, and it's about over 100 pages, and it's available on our website that we sell for $20. We barely make anything just to cover shipping on that. But it's more important to us to educate people who are getting into raw milk production than it is for us making a profit off the deal. That's not the reason we're a foundation. We're pushing education of the farmer to produce the good milk. We also have that for cows and goats. It's available at our website. Just click on the shop button at the very top, and you can go and see that. Local farmers are really local. I mean, they're going to be in a small area, and if they did have an oops, and the problem would be very localized. However, in March of 1985, when you have 19,660 people were confirmed cases of salmonella, because the milk was really not fully pasteurized, and yet it was put in pasteurized containers and sold across the Midwest. And so they're going to have far more dramatic impact, which if I didn't say this on your radio show, probably most of your listeners would never have known that. My email address is 1-9660-N1985@gmail to remind me every time I use that email address or somebody asks me, what's that all about? So I have an opportunity to share the untold story of pasteurized is no guarantee of safety milk.
Not at all. So one of the things that sort of is part of the fold in the conversation is what it takes to move milk from farms to the regionalized processing centers. Now, instead of having local places for milk, when I grew up in the town I grew up in, we had three different farms processing milk. The farm that I worked on and that I own today was processing milk from 100 cows and selling it. They had two trucks and they were delivering it. And there were three other places, three other farms in my community when I was a kid that were doing that. You can't find that today. And I want to talk about what it is that happens when, in fact, you're carrying this milk as far as they are and how many days it takes out of the value of the milk. We'll continue with Jim Roberts in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Back now for a final few minutes with Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. I was talking about transportation and walking through with people who, when I bring that up, they say, what are you talking about? You can stand at the entrance to the Mass Turnpike, and every 4 or 5 minutes, there's a truck that comes across from New York State into Massachusetts to go down to the Dean Foods Processing Center. There are two of them in New England. Well, one for Hood Milk and one for what they call the Gorelick Farm brand, which is in New England, but it's all part of the same company that controls 80% of the fluid milk supply. And so when they talk about local milk from local farmers, it's a joke. And that's what you were underscoring, the business of how local farmers can best produce food and milk to be sold locally. And that's one of the things it looks like your organization really pushes.
That's right. Where we're trying to push its consumers to the farmers, because it's two deals. One, get the farmer to produce the best product and help them do that, but also get the customers to take benefit from the local farmers. If we don't do that, someday the transportation system will be totally broke, and we need our local farmers.
Yeah. Well, the food is so much better. It may be a little more expensive, but you get what you pay for, and the farmer is actually getting what he or she deserves out of the work they put into it. And with a big, huge conglomerate selling things cheaply, yeah, but you get what you pay for, especially when it comes to food, I think anyway. Maybe if we just enter into Google search Farm to Consumer Foundation, we'd find this. It's F2CFND.org. So that's a little tricky for people to remember, but certainly this is something worthwhile. I'm very excited that I've been able to get you on and to talk about this. The organization needs to be more in the focus, especially when it comes to dairy, because dairy is being challenged more than any other type of farming operation in our country. Jim, it just is.
Let me hit 2 points, and that is, number one, interstate commerce of byproducts like butter. We've been trying to get butter out of California for a while and having different arguments with the Federal Trade Commission. That's number one. And number two, we keep seeing milk that's ultra-high pasteurized, and I understand the milk is so dead, they might as well not put it in their refrigerator. It's right. Just there for the consumer.
Yeah.
And just put it right next to the cookies.
It's white water. That's the problem. All right. Well, you can check out realmilk.com as well to find fresh milk farmers in your area. Good to have you here, Jim. Continued success, and that educational component of what you're doing is so important. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, here on this week's American Family Farmer. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right. What's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Cali.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Gofix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with it. GoFix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, this is the American Family Farmer program. Sometimes you hear me in a hesitation mode because literally I do four different radio programs. The Daily Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I do a farm show, this farm show. I do a health show. And sometimes Bob Kay, who's at the other end of this doing the technical work, we all kind of chuckle because I'll start a segment and I'll think I'm doing a different program. But right now, I'm sure I'm on the American Family Farmer. I want to talk a little bit. This is what I think department. And I was, I guess I went off thinking about the challenges here in our farming community. We see slimmer margins. The pandemic has, we have, like every other industry, delays, supply chain disruptions. I've had a tractor that's been down for a month because can't get a fuel pump for it. And that's what the guy says. I order it, and he says, okay, you should have it in a week. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. Well, and they can't find the parts, so they can't put them together, whatever it is. So I'm sure you have had that same. We had a Farm Bureau conversation about this at our annual meeting, our local meeting here last week. What do we do about if we only have X number of tractors and we need them all? What do you have to do? Buy another tractor? Because when one goes down, you're not going to be able to get it fixed in the way you normally were able to, whether you fix it yourself or you bring somebody in. So at any rate, the other things, the transportation industry, which is connected to agriculture in that a lot of the things that we grow are moved from one part of the country to another, sometimes shipped offshore. And the same problems that we are having in agriculture when it comes to personnel and it comes to things, the infrastructure of our farm, same thing is happening with the transportation industry. Infrastructure investment is up, but getting the infrastructure is down. So how do we preserve the farm? Because you got to sell stuff from the farm in order to pay the bill. And I think there's an opportunity here to understand better what goes on. I think farmers understand what goes on the farm. But if you're selling, unless you're at a farmer's market selling your own local produce or you're selling it on the farm, if you're a bigger operator and you're selling beans and corn, as the story I was telling earlier in the program about the fella had an accident and he was worried about, he was all alone on his farm worried about harvesting and everybody came in and helped him. Well, that is a way for, you know, us to understand that a guy who has 600 acres is still dependent on where does his market lie? Where is this stuff going to go? And that's where transportation comes in. And from what I'm seeing here in states, I'm noticing I was studying a particular farm, Ottawa farm down in Bloomingdale, Georgia. The business of how they're dealing with the shipping problems. What they've done is they normally would harvest things and they would send it out to various grocery stores and stuff. What they did this year for the first time was invite people to come in. It was sort of their first foray into agritourism. Pick your own blueberries, pick your own strawberries, pick your own blackberries, pick your own apples. And as a result of that, the people that run this farm say it looked a whole lot different than it did when the family started. They have pictures going back to the 1870s on this one farm. Can you imagine what those pictures look like? Good Lord. And other than the development around the farm itself looks the same. And how many of us who are, I can say that about my farm. My farm originally was 468 acres, is now 114. When I bought it, it had 114 acres, and all the land around it is either parkland or development. And I remember it as a kid, what, 60, 70 years ago, and it was, the farm looks the same, but the surroundings don't. And I think that's something that we are all having to deal with a little bit. What goes on? How are these changes? Change is inevitable, and change is good. But when, you know, you're having a hard time getting the product that you're making out so that people can buy it, you got to turn around and make some arrangements to have people come to you. That's the biggest change, I think, since the whole business of the pandemic. People are now coming, you're being taught how to go to the farm. Don't worry about transportation problems. You're responsible. Get there, get your own fruit, get your own vegetables, and serve the needs of your family by helping the local family farmer. That's what I think. Give you a couple of examples of it. Food for thought here, as usual, on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.